5:14 at Galesburg's Evening News on WTIL. As it turns out, I pulled Ken Springer, president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, away from some important business this afternoon to have him come in and talk to me. It's not every day somebody voluntarily leaves a winery to come talk to a member of the media, Ken.
That's just how high you rank on my scale, Will.
Now you're flattering me, and I don't appreciate it one bit. No, I'm glad you came in today.
No, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We're talking to you today because it came out this afternoon from your office that there's some good and important news, perhaps, for the city's logistics park, which, again, I still contend is a four-letter word in the eyes of some people around. But this is something that has happened that can really help give it a boost if a business or a manufacturer wants to locate there, right?
Yeah, this is actually a really big piece of news for the community. And there's a little bit of nuance to this, so I'm going to apologize in advance. I have to go a little bit into economic development ease to explain what this is and why it's really important.
Very good.
But what happened? What we announced today is that we have received a certified site designation from our partners at the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway Economic Development Division, and which means that our community's logistics park is now part of what BNSF calls their Premier Park Sites and Transload Program. And here's the nuance. So what this means for the community is our site has now received a vetting from a neutral third party that has certified that all of the various development milestones that that a project would have to check in order to build in that property, things like environmental analysis, archaeological analysis, wetlands, endangered species, all these reports and all these question marks that you would typically find and you would have to encounter in the development process. We've had a third party go out and certify that we have gotten all that stuff taken care of. And so what this certification means is we now have a gold standard site that it will be very, very attractive for future development. Companies look for these certified sites. There's only a handful of them in each state. There's not a lot of them out there. BNSF in the BNSF program, there's only 17 other sites in the country. So it's pretty prestigious for us to be in there. But what this really is, this is a big time shot in the arm for our marketing of this site. In addition to being able to tell people ourselves that we have a certified site, you know, BNSF has their own economic development division, and when they're out talking to clients trying to develop rail business, they also market these certified sites. So our logistics park will be on BNSF's economic development website. There's some special marketing materials that have been developed for it. So this is a really important step for us in terms of finding an end user for the site, and then hopefully, in Will's words, turning this from a four-letter word to a maybe a different type of four-letter word, one like, yeah.
Well, and I say that, right, because, you know, this in some form or another through the city, through KCAP, through the previous economic development entity, this plot of land, a large plot of land at that, has sat empty from the minute it was announced that it would be a logistics park. So, but this also sounds to me like you're saying that, you know, you could get tenants or entities into this park without even you necessarily having to lift a finger if they want to work with BNSF, right?
Well, I would phrase it differently. I would say that this is combining the marketing abilities of us locally and BNSF jointly marketing this site, which is it's great because they have different connections. They frankly have more horsepower than we do locally. But you know, for those that have been impatient to see this develop, obviously, yes, we would have loved to have seen something happen by now. This is an important milestone. This gets us closer to the end goal, which is getting somebody to build in there. And to have BNSF recognize the value of the site and see it as a place where they can develop business for their network, that's a major, major deal. I don't want to minimize the work that has gone into the site over the years by the city, by Greta, by all the folks that have put time and effort in there.
Oh, I was trying to avoid saying Greta. I'm kidding.
No, no. credit where credit's due. I mean, they went through a long process to get incentives put into that site, foreign trade zone. That was a big deal when they achieved that.
So yeah, talk a little bit about that and how that helps the other sort of designations that this park has gotten over the years.
So, look, this park is this is a major component of our economic development toolbox in this community. I hope people appreciate that we have a piece of ground, a large piece of ground that abuts an interstate. It has rail access on the south edge. It is a flat piece of ground. Very important. The city controls the property, which means that it gives us flexibility in making deals. We control the variable of site costs, which is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we have things like enterprise zone. We have things like foreign trade zone. And actually the part of the park that's closest to Galesburg actually just got put into a federal opportunity zone. So, to sum this all up, it's a good piece of ground. It's got good incentives, and now we've got some really good marketing horsepower behind it. These are all pieces, you know, on the chessboard of us eventually getting somebody to develop in that park.
The certified site designation from BNSF. I recall talking to you right before the beginning of 2018, and you were saying that, if I remember right, that you were working on things on the back end to make. to make the logistics park more attractive, and not coincidentally enough, you started working on this early last year.
Yeah, and coincidentally enough, the keynote speaker for the KCAP's upcoming annual leadership breakfast is Colby Tanner, who is the assistant VP for economic development for BNSF. So I encourage anybody that's interested in learning more. Colby can really explain exactly why this is important, and that's going to be one of the core pieces of his talk. If you haven't yet RSVP'd for our annual meeting, it's going to be on February 12th. Mm-hmm. It is a free event, so all you need to do to RSVP is call us at 309-343-1194. It's a breakfast event. It's going to start at 8 o'clock. But definitely come and hear Colby. Colby is he's an economic development pro. He's done projects all over the country, and he's going to be able to provide a lot of nuance as to why this is really important.
Having an economic development arm is something I wouldn't necessarily associate with an entity like BNSF, but it's become probably almost – just as important as anything else they do to have that there, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised at the different entities that have economic development arms. You know, we work really closely. Ameren has an economic development program, really, really strong
development
program. We work very closely with them. And for utilities and for companies like BNSF, it's important to have economic development because ultimately BNSF makes money when people, you know, put product on their rails. And so if they're able to help companies build facilities that are then going to be shipping things out on the rails, that's business development for BNSF. That's how they make money. So yeah, we love working with other entities like BNSF and Ameren, and when we can align our interests, like the case of Logistics Park, it can be a lot of fun and we can get a lot done together.
In terms overall of the Logistics Park, what kind of interest has there been interest in it since you've been here, and for whatever reason it just hasn't worked out, or are there unofficially, I guess, maybe are there entities looking at it now?
Yeah, we show Logistics Park pretty frequently. A bunch of different types of projects to look at it. One of the things that we're going to zero in with this new site certification is we're really going to look for transloading opportunities, and that's something that BNSF has encouraged us to look at.
Transloading, if I remember right, is something you unload it and then you load it onto another rail car.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, okay. It's taking a good or a commodity from one form of transportation to another by unloading and then reloading. Different from intermodal. Intermodal is where you have this a unified container and you take it off rail and put it right onto a truck flatbed. With transloading, you actually have to unload and reload, and so you can see things. Things like, agricultural commodities, you know, utility poles. You could see industrial inputs, different types of metal. All of these kinds of things could be transload. But that's kind of where we're going to zero in first as far as our marketing goes. Ultimately, it's a good site. And with this designation, it should be a much, much more attractive to companies looking to develop.
I guess on the whole, given how important BNSF has become – or how important Galesburg has become to BNSF in their operations, it certainly makes sense that they would want something like this in this area, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's super cool. Now, just if anybody, just to be clear to listeners, you know, the BNSF's economic development arm. I mean, we've been working with those folks are in Chicago and Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Different from the classification yard operation here, but ultimately same company. It's a great way for us to further build our community's relationship with BNSF, and we are so delighted that they accepted us into their program.
I'm out of time, but you mentioned that this opportunity zone, the part of the park is in, is. It has just been designated as relatively new. For folks who don't know, what does that mean?
Oh man, that's a 10-minute question.
Oh, 10 seconds.
It's a new federal incentive designation that was created as part of the Trump tax cut in 2017.
Okay.
Have me back on the show. I'd love to talk about it. It's really cool.
Well, I think you just answered everything you'd want to know about it. Right. Tax cut. That's all we need to know. Okay. No, we will talk about that one of these times because I think that is interesting. But I just wanted to make sure that there was at least a Reader's Digest version of what that meant out there. So, Ken Springer, president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, thanks again for coming in. And again, I mentioned at the beginning, you left the ribbon cutting for the opening of Hidden Hills Winery to come here. And that sort of thing's important for this area too, isn't it?
Well, it was a project that we worked on kind of early on in my tenure here in the community, but it's fantastic to see them open. The grand opening is on Saturday. Their building is absolutely gorgeous, and their wine's really good.
You'll forget about the snow if you go have some of their wine.
Hey, if you got to be snowed in somewhere, being snowed in a winery, that's pretty awesome.
I cannot disagree with you on that. Ken, thanks so much.